I can't stress enough how much just being honest and being sincere, it goes such a long way, and people see that. Like, if you're just in it for the money or to make a quick buck, like, it's just, people can, I think that, like, comes through you, and
yes,
like, people won't trust you in that sense, right?
Hi, welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Nikki Verba from The Preferred Pair for back-to-back interviews right after Todd Barker from last week.
Thanks for having me, Mode. Thanks
Hi.
For having us.
Yes, yes. So I said last week, so it's good because they posted differently, but we did them today.
Back-to-back, yeah. Mode didn't get into her change of clothes, so.
So tell me, how long have you, well, we heard from Todd, but how long have you been in real estate? What were you before? And
yep, so I've been in it just over 6 years now,
okay,
and no regrets, I love it. Before
nice.
I was, so I did my undergrad at the University of Ottawa,
okay,
and then I was briefly with CIBC in communications, so I worked there, and I was on contract there, and then when they offered me a full-time position, I kind of reconsidered everything, and I was like, you know what, this isn't for me, and I need to be in sales, and I was always drawn to real estate, so I took a chance,
yeah,
and I did my real estate license, and I haven't looked back since.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how long after you joined that, did you join Todd?
So I had been in it for probably about like 4 months to 5 months,
yeah,
and then Todd and I kind of started conversing about potentially joining up, and yeah, it kind of evolved over the course of a few weeks where we both kind of finally made a decision and
yeah,
decided to pursue a partnership, and yeah, at also no looking back on that. That's
nice.
Been great ever since as well.
What's
yeah,
the one thing that made you decide, yeah, that's gonna work out? Or
so Todd and I instantly, when we had met prior to me even being in real estate, and he was actually the reason that I decided to join RE/MAX Escarpment, because he said, you know what, come interview at RE/MAX Escarpment. It's a great brokerage to have
yeah,
on your side. So I did that, and I actually didn't go look anywhere else, and
cool,
I just kind of, you know, signed up right away. And so we had already known each other prior to that, and I think we just had such a great connection and such a great friendship that, and we really trusted each other, which is key in business,
yeah,
obviously. So we took a chance on it, and I think ultimately I knew that, you know, being new in the business, I also had a lot to learn, and,
yeah,
you know, Todd was going to offer that to me, and obviously I brought a lot of other different things to the party, and it was just kind of, you know,
it
a good
out.
Combination. Yeah.
What would be the one thing that you learned right off the bat that you're like, oh, I can't believe, like, I didn't expect this?
From Todd or
as a
from
new
real estate? As
a, let's do both. In real estate?
Both.
Yeah.
In real estate, you know, obviously, I think you really need to persevere, because
yes,
transactions don't happen overnight and business doesn't come right away. And you just have to be consistent with things and persevere through kind of the slower periods. And obviously, you'll never be slower than you are right at the beginning, generally speaking.
Yeah.
So you just really need to push through that period. And so that's kind of what I learned, is just to kind of persevere through those slow times. And from Todd, I learned, you know, a lot of, obviously, I had a lot of great business ethics going into this, but he really taught me, you know, a lot of the foundations about growing a business and building a business, because he had done it himself with his other business, his logistics business. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very good. What would be the one thing that differentiate
the two differentiates
the
two of
the
us?
The two of you as a team to other from other realtors.
So as a team, what
yeah,
differentiates us?
Yeah.
I think honestly, our integrity, our honesty, our dedication to our clients and to our business, I truly think that it shines through us in the way we conduct ourselves
yeah,
and the way we, you know, hold our clients at such a high regard. And, you know, obviously we're dealing with their biggest assets, as Todd was speaking about, in their lives. So we really understand what's at stake, and we make sure that we do the absolute best job we can for them because of that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things Todd mentioned was relationships and how you take care of your clients.
Mm-hmm.
One of the clients that you've been working with is flippers. Like
yes, contractors.
Contractors,
yep,
buying a house, selling it.
Tell
yep, us about that relationship. How does that?
So yeah, we have a few contractors that we work with, but the main one that we do work with, we do quite a bit of business throughout the year, every year for the past, I'd say maybe four and a half years we've been working with him.
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest thing for us is trust with each other, like him trusting us and us
yeah,
trusting him, because it is such a great relationship that he has, that like he needs to rely on us for certain things, because
yes,
we're trying to get him the most amount of money. He needs to trust that we're finding the right properties for him and trusting that we are going to make good on our word when we say, okay, you're going to be able to get X amount for this once you've done what we say you should do to the property, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. It's both of us. Yeah, it goes both ways, the relationship with him.
Which is interesting because I've heard a lot of realtors partnering with construction companies, but it's never a long-term relationship. I find there's always the construction company usually will find a cheaper realtor.
Right.
And for you guys, it's never about how cheap. It's about the service you're going to bring.
I think that he really sees, and what all of our clients see, is the value that we bring to the table with respect to, obviously, our ongoing communication, our honesty. And, you know, it's not just about us saying, hey, okay, we can get you this amount. It's about, like, being completely transparent with everything, and we're not always going to say what they want us to say, right, or what they want to hear, because we're all about honesty, and we have no problem in saying, you know, things that they also don't want to hear, because ultimately it's for their better interest, right?
Yeah. And then that's how it worked out.
So exactly. For sure. Sure, they can go find someone that'll do it for less commission, but you know what? At the end of the day, they see value in us and what we bring to the table. Yeah.
What would be three actions that brought you the most success in your career so far?
Three actions.
Three things.
So definitely our communication skills.
Yes.
Like our ongoing communication skills with our clients. I think our also our integrity, and also our... We are full service realtors, so we do, we are very knowledgeable in a lot of different things. Like, for example, I've always kind of had a knack for interior design and staging. And so, you know, we do, when we list properties, we always make sure that they look their absolute best, because our clients know that if you don't do this list that we give you to do, you're not going to get as much money for your property. And sure, you can choose not to do those things, but ultimately they know if they don't do something, they might walk away with less money in their pocket, right? Yeah. So I think really, and then we also have a large group of contacts and, you know, contractors that we bring to the table as well, that our clients, you know, if they need to outsource some like painting or electrical work or anything like that, we have a full array of people that we can provide to them, so they're not having to search through all those people. And we trust all these contractors and all these contacts, so that also brings brings a lot to the table for them as well.
So with those key relationships, are they only in the renovation part, or do you have key relationships like lawyers?
Legal, mortgage, we have great people that we work with, and we always present them to our clients so that they can, utilize those people.
Cool. What are you excited about in the future for you
guys? The future, so I think Todd and I eventually will, we're in the process of hiring an admin assistant.
Yeah.
Yep, just to service our clients better and kind of help keep us organized more than anything, because Todd and I are always, like he said, we're not really in the office kind of people. We're out there. We like to engage with our clients, with potential clients, just socialize, and also obviously manage our listings and do everything, like take buyers out. That's what we are good at. So we want someone kind of in the back of the house to keep us organized. And then eventually that'll probably ultimately lead to more business. And then, you know, we'll probably bring on some buyer agents and kind of, you know, grow from there.
Exactly. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
As a newer realtor, you're not really a new realtor anymore, but what would be the number one advice you would have given to a new realtor who started?
Honestly, just, I can't stress enough how much just being honest and being sincere, it goes such a long way, and people see that. Like, if you're just in it for the money or to make a quick buck, like, it's just, people can, I think that like comes through you, and like people won't trust you in that sense, right? Like, if people can see that you're genuinely here to help them sell or buy their biggest asset, then you know what I mean? They're going to continue to use you. They're going to refer you. And that's just kind of how you grow your business.
Yeah. And it worked for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
Impressed. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, where do we find you?
You can find us at www.thepreferredpair.com, or you can find us at The Preferred Pair on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming for the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Thanks.